KQED.
One of the thousands of homes that burned down in the North Bay last month was the home of Peanuts creator Charles Schulz.
People's concern is touching. You know, people's concern for just, you know, Charlie Brown's house.
That's Jean Schulz, the widow of Charles, who lived with him in that house for years until he died in 2000. She told her story recently to KQED's Dan Brecky, who joins me. Hey, Dan.
Good morning, Brian.
So Jean Schulz is one of many people who heard a wildfire was coming that night, but never thought it would reach their homes. So how did she experience this fire?
Well, she said it was an ominous event, that there was a wind blowing that maybe a Hollywood special effects type might put together. But she still thought the fire was so far away that she'd be able to come back home. And in fact, before she left home, just wearing her sweats and tennies, she looked at her wedding rings and thought, I'll be back for those.
So she left them.
She left them. And what happened, of course, was that as people who had evacuated the area learned how far the fire had gone, she realized her home had been burned. And so eventually, when she was allowed to go back, she toured the site of the house with somebody who was experienced in going through burned homes. And this is what she found.
So we looked where my rings were on my bathroom counter. And the funny thing was they were in a small, about a 5-inch long ashtray or something from Paris, I think, from Maxim's. That survived. And the rings were there. And I actually could put them on.
Wow. She got really, really lucky.
Yeah, I think this is typical of what happened in the fire. Small things really meant a lot to people.
So what other parts of the Charles Schulz legacy might have burned up in that house?
Well, very little, as it turns out. I mean, there were a few odds and ends, Jean Schulz says, but most everything, including his studio, had been moved down to the museum, which is in town, the north side of Santa Rosa. The fire burned to within about a mile of the museum, but there was so much smoke and other problems at the museum that it had to be closed for a while. Jean Schulz really didn't want to talk about any of this until the museum reopened. That happened earlier this month. And so part of the reopening was a free day where they invited photographers. You know, people could pose with Peanuts characters and that kind of thing. And it was kind of a community event that she said was aimed at giving people some sense of equilibrium in their new lives.
People were having fun, and some people said, this is our first family picture. You know, we lost all our pictures, and this is our first fun day. So it makes me feel good that the museum can bring some happiness, in even in a tragic, with something as simple as a photograph.
That's Jean Schulz talking to KQED's Dan Brecky. Dan, thanks.
You're welcome.